Checking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Amongst the most unique things about Islamic tradition is the stress on God's mercy and His compassion. For before the performance of every single act, ritual, and any performance of worship, we begin by beseeching God's mercy and His compassion when we state Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast and wide. But for many people, when they're working to build out the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they're introduced toward God and the religion of Islam, they often see our Creator as incredibly distant from us, and a God that is very wrathful, and a God that is very quick to punish. And in reality, as we learn from the Holy Quran and the traditions from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and his family, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, this particular understanding of God is very different. For in reality, we come and we see exactly how many bounties that He has bestowed upon us. And we see how many opportunities to forgive that He has given us. And in spite of our transgressions, His door continuously is open for us. And when you go ahead and take a look at the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, out of His mercy and out of His compassion and out of His generosity, gives us the chance toward entering into His paradise. In spite of all of the flaws that I have as a human being, and all of the transgressions that I have performed out of my own free will, the door of repentance is not only open, but the door for me to attain paradise is also open. And when we're children, unfortunately, and as we hear on pulpits and mosques all across the world, there is such a stress on God's wrath and on God's punishment. And if you don't pray, you will get this. And if you don't fast, you will receive this. And so on and so forth, which really takes away from the Quranic spirit of paradise. Within the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in great detail about what paradise looks like, and what in reality we are striving to attain in this world by means of our etiquette, by means of our action, by means of our obedience and worship. During the month of Ramadan, we're fasting for 30 consecutive days, for 16, 17 hours. God is just, and He realizes what struggle that we're going through, and my Lord absolutely is going to recompense me for every little bit of act of sincerity that I perform in His way. Again, as long as it's sincere. And in these verses of the Holy Quran, in chapter 36, Surah Yasin, which are incredibly oft-recited verses, God makes mention of some detail of what paradise is going to look like. And again, it's really important toward understanding these words, because oftentimes we don't spend time in terms of contemplating God's reward, but oftentimes we spend a lot of time speaking about the way that God is going to punish us. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to present any sort of notion within the Holy Quran, He often does so by means of examples and by means of opposites. For instance, when God makes mention of divorce, He'll also mention the importance of marriage. When God makes mention of adultery and fornication, He'll also make mention, for instance, about the importance of family relations. When God makes mention of prayers, He's also going to tie it with the discussion on how to purify one's soul. There's always things that are tied together within the whole Quran, and thus whenever God mentions punishment and His wrath, He's also going to mention His mercy and His compassion and what we need to do in order to attain all of those divine bounties and gifts in the life beyond this one. Thus, In the whole of Quran, in chapter 36, verse number 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to present toward us just a glimpse into paradise. He states, "Inna ashab al-jannat al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun." Surely the dwellers of the garden shall on that day be occupied with enjoyment. This most incredible verse speaks to so many different levels of contentment that the human being will attain when we attain paradise, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, out of His mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His compassion, even though He doesn't have to, He desires to give us paradise that is ever enduring and just allows us to be in a state of enjoyment without any sort of stress. Thus, when we go ahead and take a look at this particular verse of the whole Quran, "Inna ashab al-jannat al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun," God is trying to state that the people of paradise, they only have one job, they only have one occupation, and that is to spend time in absolute enjoyment. And in reality, within our lives, even the most enjoyable and the most pleasurable moments in our days are very fleeting, and they pass by very, very quickly. For instance, the happiest moment in my life was the moment when I saw the birth of my two children. That moment when my eyes glanced upon my beautiful daughter for the very first time, I can relive that moment at every single day of my life when I'm going through any sort of difficulty, and it will absolutely bring me happiness. But in the midst of that happiness, and in the midst of that contentment, and in the midst of that joy, the first thought that came to my mind was when I looked toward the doctor and I said, "Doctor, is my child healthy?" Because in spite of that most pleasurable moment that I've ever enjoyed in my life, the first thought that came to my mind was also with a little bit of anxiety and with a little bit of stress. Someone else can say the most pleasurable moment of their life was on the day of their wedding. But even during the day of one's wedding, someone is thinking, how am I going to pay for all of this? I remember speaking to some school kids one day when I was speaking on verses of the whole Quran that spoke about paradise and presenting an example toward them that's very similar to the one that I'm speaking about right now. And I asked them, what's the greatest moment of your life? And every single one of those kids, after one of them stood up, they all confirmed what he said. They said that the best day of our lives is the first day of summer vacation. And when I go back to my youth and my childhood, I know exactly that the first day of summer vacation brings absolute joy. Then I asked them, and what's the worst day? And they said the day before summer vacation ends, meaning the day before school starts, because they get a sense of anxiety. And all of that joy over the last 2.5-3 months, the staying up late, the spending time with friends, doing whatever it is that they wanted to do, it's coming to an end. But in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in this, as He states in this blessed verse of the whole Quran, Inna ashab al-jannah al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun. Surely the people of paradise, the dwellers of the garden, they only have one job. They don't need to stress. They don't need to feel anxious, because their only job is to just enjoy the benefits of that which their actions reaped in paradise. He continues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 56 of Surah Yasin, when He states, "Hum wa azwajuhum fi dhilalin ala al-ara'iki muttaki'un." They and their spouses shall be in shades, reclining on raised couches. And many commentators of the whole Quran, they state that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them and their spouses, it doesn't only mean spouses, but it means colleagues, and it means friends, and it means community members. It means people that you enjoy spending time with, that they shall be sitting on reclined couches and they will have shade that will be overcoming them while they're sitting in paradise. What's really incredible is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the fact that the people of paradise, not only are they going to be sitting, but they're going to be sitting with their friends. They're going to be sitting with their family members. They're going to be sitting with their spouses. Because when we want to be in a state of enjoyment, we don't only want to enjoy it for ourselves, but we want the people who are closest to us to also reap the benefit of whatever it is in terms of enjoyment that we're enjoying, that we're finding pleasurable. We want to share that with other people. And then, furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of detail in regards toward the benefits of paradise when He states that they will be sitting on reclined couches. Perhaps as symbolism toward demonstrating that people are going to be relaxed. They're not going to have any sort of worry. Again, because their only benefit or the only thing that they have to do in paradise, their only responsibility, is again to just reap the rewards of all of the efforts that we've put forth in this life. That act of prayer that you performed in the middle of the night when no one else saw, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw it. That dollar, that penny that you gave in charity with all sincerity because you saw those orphans or you saw those widows and you just wanted to do your very best to make a difference in the world that you're living in. And in spite of the fact that no one else saw, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw. And He won't allow for that act that you performed to go in vain. No, absolutely not. In fact, He states that هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ذِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ, that they and their spouses shall be in shades, reclining on raised couches. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in verse number 57. He states لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِحَةٌ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ, and for the people of paradise, they shall have fruits, and they shall have whatever it is that they desire. You know, sometimes, especially when we're fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, we crave a lot of things. In the morning, when you're walking by the coffee shop, you begin to crave coffee because of the scent that enters into you at that moment. When you see other people eating lunch, your colleagues at work, whatever it is that they're eating, you begin to crave it. And oftentimes when we're fasting during the holy month of Ramadan and we're craving all of these things at the time of iftar, at the time of suhoor, we make an effort to making sure that we're eating whatever it is that we're craving because we don't want to be thinking about it the next day when we have to begin our 15, 16 hour fast again naturally. But what happens is that in spite of whatever it is that we're craving, once we break our fast and once we begin to eat that meal, in reality, it's not nearly as delicious as you pictured it in your mind. Or even as you see the iftar being prepared at the mosque or at home or wherever it is that you break fast, you see it and you begin to eat with your eyes or think about it in terms of how delicious it's really going to be. When you actually eat it, doesn't taste nearly as good as your mind actually thought that it was going to taste. But what's really beautiful about this verse of the Holy Quran, and what's even more beautiful about the bounties of paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِحَةٌ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ, that in paradise we shall give you fruits and we shall give you whatever it is that you desire. Whatever comes to our mind, we will receive it right in front of us. And the greatest part of it all is that whatever it is that we're eating is actually going to taste better than what our minds processed. Can you imagine how great food is going to taste in paradise? Anything that we think about is not only going to satiate us, but we're just going to enjoy that moment for such a long time. Again, out of the mercy, out of the bounty, out of the compassion, out of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he states, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Peace, a word from a merciful Lord. The commentators of the Holy Quran, they state that when people enter into paradise, angels are going to descend upon them and begin to greet them with the greeting of peace, salam. Why? Because again, as we mentioned before, whenever someone is about to enjoy in anything, they want to make sure that they're telling people around them. When you graduate college, you want to tell people around you, you want your family to be there at your graduation. When you get your first job, you want to call your parents, you want to call your friends and tell them, hey, I just landed a job. When you had the birth of a child, you want to tell everyone in the world about how beautiful your child is. When you get married, you want to tell your friends, you want to put it on social media, because we just love to share good news with people. And we also realize that we like to be acknowledged whenever we do something good. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that in reality, we're a materialistic creation, we're a tangible creation, and we don't only want physical things, but we also want comfort, and we also want console. And we want people to tell us good things and words of encouragement. Thus in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realizes our human nature, because of course He is our creator. And thus He will allow for the angel to descend upon us and greet us with greetings of peace the minute that we enter into that paradise. And before we begin to reap all of the benefits and the rewards of our actions and of our striving, and of our dedication, and of our obedience, and of our loyalty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow for those angels to come and greet us and allow us to take home in our mansions and sit on our couches and eat all of the wonderful fruits that are around us. And they will greet us with the greetings of peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that during this blessed month of Ramadan, that the one thing that we want to attain is to make sure that we attain paradise in the proximity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wa salam. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala Ahl Baytah al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.